Blog Talk Radio.
Shake for a shake. I'm throwing these Emirates in the sky. Spinning this awesome llama. Make them pizza M-O-N-E-Y. I love my beaches. South beaches. Surfboard and high tide. I can just roll up cause I'm swole up. So that birthday cake is the Cobra. Bugatti for real, I'm Cobra. The autobiography rover. Got the key to my city, it's over. No stops, only in the color Cobra. I said rackets, wretched, hold up.
I said rackets, wretched, hold up.
I know you came
here to
take it. If you a freak, then you come out with me. I know what you came here to do. Now bust it open, let me see you get loose.
It's going down for real.
By limousines, my touch say it's the Midas. We the plus your man, the minus. My team blowing on that slam, make you cough, cough, that's bronchitis. Put your hands up, it's a stick up, no more makeup. Get that ass on the floor, ladies, put your lipstick up. Double entendre, why you hating? I get money, then I double up, tundra.
I know you came here to see.
Technical difficulties in the studio again. I can't figure it out. I need a producer so bad for this show, man. But we'll get one. Cool night tonight. We got Phil, the backflipping flag, man. Say that five times real fast. Phil, the backflipping flag, man. Yeah, I got it. It's not that hard. So, anyways, hang out tonight. We got Dan Pilzari going to be with us. Man, it's going to be a cool night. I don't think you guys have any clue. I know the Phil doesn't have a clue what we're going to do, and it's going to be a good time. So let's do what we do. Hang out. We'll listen to a few songs, and we'll get right to it, man. That's what we're going to do is hang out tonight. We've got it's going to be a short night tonight. You know, we got birthdays happening over here. It's going to be a fun night, but we'll get to it, all right? This is Harrell. You're listening to Hump Day with Harrell exclusively on Blog Talk Radio.
Let it be.
All through a standing in line, the clubs I'll never get in. It's like the bottom of the ninth, and I'm never gonna win this. Life hasn't turned out quite the way I want it to be.
Tell me what you want.
I want a brand new house on an episode of Cribs, and a bathroom I can play baseball in, and a king size tub big enough for 10 plus me.
What you need?
I'll need a credit card that's got no limit, and a big black chair with a bedroom in it. Gonna join the Mile High Club at 37,000 feet.
Been done.
I want a new tour bus full of old guitars. I'm star on Hollywood Boulevard. Somewhere between Cher and James Dean is fine for me.
So how you gonna do it?
I'm gonna trade this life for fortune and fame. I'd even cut my hair and change my name. Cause we all just wanna be big rock stars and live in hilltop buses driving 15 cars. The girls come easy and the drugs come cheap. Well, I'll stay skinny cause we just won't. And a phone that loves to blow my money for me.
So how you gonna do it?
I'm gonna trade this life for fortune and fame. I'd even cut my hair and change my name. Cause we all just wanna be big rock stars and live in hilltop buses driving 15 cars. The girls come easy and the drugs come cheap. Well, I'll stay skinny cause we just won't eat. And we'll hang out in the coolest bar. VIP with the movie stars. Every good gold digger's gonna wind up there. Every playboy bunny with a bleached blonde hair. And we'll part out in the private rooms with the latest dictionary of the Jesus Zoo. They'll get you anything with that evil smile. Everybody's got a drug dealer on speed dial. Well, hey. Drugs come cheap. We'll all stay skinny cause we just won't eat. And we'll hang out in the coolest bar, the VIP with the movie stars. Every good gold digger's gonna wind up there. Every playboy bunny with a bleached blonde hair. And we'll part out in the private room with the latest dictionary of the Jesus Zoo. They'll get you anything with that evil smile. Everybody's got a drug dealer on speed dial. Well, hey, hey, I wanna be a rock star. Hey, hey, I wanna be a rock star.
Driver,
What up? Still don't got it figured out over here. My whole headset deal is not working, so it's kind of weird. I'm calling in my own show. I can't get it going, but we make it happen anyways. You know, that's what we do. You got to overcome. The show must go on. So I just opened up the chat room. Log on. Make a username, because if you just go on as a guest, I can't see what you're chatting or you can't type and blah, blah, blah. So go on there. Make a username. Go in the chat room. Let's chat. And we'll talk about Phil. You know, we're talking about Phil Pelizzari and I, Dan, and just you know, that whatever the gig dude he is. I mean, he's got everyone fooled, because I really know him. But just a good dude, always out for, you know, everyone's well-being, and looks out for everybody, and he looks out for all his races on the track too. You know what I mean? And he's solid. So we're doing something cool for the old boy tonight. He has no idea what we're doing. But that's a good thing, because we're going to surprise him, and he's going to be stoked. It's tell a friend, man. Tell everybody to watch the Hump Day with Harrell show, or watch. Don't watch it, but listen to it, all right? Because we're going to do what we do. We're going to have some fun. We're going to talk a little bit about the KPX. It's coming up in Fresno, man. It's going to be stoking. So talk to you guys in a minute. Hump Day with Harrell, exclusively on Blog Talk Radio.
One hot angel pursuing, and I would like to get to know you. Can you give me your name? If you jot down your number, you'll get mine in exchange.
Hey,
see, I'm the man of this town, and I hope you wouldn't mind if I showed you around, so when you go to certain places, you'll be thinking of me. We got people to meet and many places to see.
Hey,
I'm really digging your lips, but be careful where you walking when you swinging them hips. I'm kind of concerned that you'll be causing a crash with your traffic jam booty heads pausing so fast.
Hey,
I wouldn't trade you for the world, I swear it. I like your hair and every style that you wear it, and how the colors coordinate with the clothes, from your manicured nails to your pedicured toes.
Hey,
woo.
Oh yeah.
The pants are tall, the women in the caviar. You know who we are.
You hear the song, so dance. Don't always think I'm trying to get in your pants. Cause see me, my pimpin's in 3D. I'm taking you places you only see on TV. Trying to show you how you live in this trice. How many guys you know could bring the Travel Channel to life? One day we on the Autobahn swerving, driving. Next day we in the sun on the Virgin Islands. If you with me, ain't no time to sleep, especially at Wet Willie's on Miami Beach. But I'll drop you off and pay you no attention if I make it to Atlanta's Browner Brothers convention. Then jump in the car and just ride for hours, making sure I don't miss the homecoming at Howard. Hawaii to D.C. is plenty women to see. So if your wits don't show up, it's more women for me. Hey.
Oh, yeah.
The pants are gone, the women in the caviar. You know who we are.
I'm in New York at the Puerto Rican Day Parade. Then at night I'm in New Orleans drinking hand grenades. Outnumbered by the dozens at the Jazz Fest. And Mardi Gras, all the women trying to show me they chest. Hey, I'm in Jamaica spending massive bucks, while the ladies are begging me to mosh it tough. I had sad beginnings when I rap with no fans. Now it's all happy endings on my lap in Japan. Hey, I used to think that it was way too cold, till I went to Canada and saw some beautiful,
beautiful.
Now I hit the Caravana every year in Toronto, then fly to Illinois to get a taste of Chicago. Oh, yet and still, you wouldn't believe your eyes if you went to Brazil.
But where the best
ain't
at?
No need in even asking, bruh. The best women all reside in Africa, and that's real.
Oh, yeah.
The pants are gone, the women in the caviar. You know who we are, cause we're tripping all over the world. The pants are gone, the women in the caviar. You know who we are, cause we're tripping all over the world.
And I fucked up. Yeah, yeah. The sound's always heard out loud. And I got
Cupid. New Cupid. Mm-hmm. Top of a chain.
The fuck.
I'm a chicken fried. A cold beer on a Friday night. A pair of jeans that fit just right. And the radio. Beneath the shade of a Georgia pine, and that's home, you know. Sweet tea, pecan pie, homemade wine, where the peaches grow. In my house, it's not much to talk about, but it's filled with love that's grown in southern ground, and a little bit of chicken fried. Cold beer on a Friday night, a pair of jeans that fit just right. And the radio, oh, my life is seen a song. See the love in my woman's eye. See the touch of a precious child. And oh, mother's love. Funny how it's the little things in life that mean the most. Not where you live, what you drive, or the price tag on your clothes. There's no dollar sign on a peace of mind, this I've come to know. So if you agree, have a drink with me, raise your glasses for a toast to a little bit of chicken fried. And cold beer on a Friday night, a pair of jeans that fit just right. And the radio, oh, oh, a light to see the sunrise. See the love in my woman's eyes. Touch of a precious child and no mother's love. God for my life, for the stars and stripes, may freedom forever fly. Let it ring, salute the ones who die, the ones that give their lives, so we don't have to sacrifice all the things we love, like our chicken fries and cold beer on a Friday night, a pair of jeans that fit just right. And the radio, oh, oh, I like to see the sunrise. See the love in my woman's eyes. See the touch of a precious child. And know a mother's love. Get a little chicken fried. And cold beer on a Friday night. A pair of jeans that fit just right. And the radio, oh, oh, I like to see the sunrise. Love in my woman's eyes, feel the touch of my precious child, and no mother's love.
Nevada Kart Sport, 1220 East Gregg Street, number 17, Sparks, Nevada, 89431. Rodney Rivera has been involved in karting for over 20 years. Rodney does driver coaching and tuning and has won over 15 championships tuning and coaching drivers over the years. Rodney is also a dealer for Burrell, Tony Kart, CRG, and Atal Kart. So for all your karting needs, call Rodney at Nevada Kart Sport. 775-219-4184. That's 775-219-4184. KPX Karting Championship is coming to a track near you. This organization is focused on growing the sport of karting at the grassroots level on up. All aspects of the series are based and focused around the racers. Come out and support local racing at a track near you. For more information, go to www.kpxracing.com. That's www.kpxracing.com.
dog all day ain't working for me. I wish I had a rich uncle that'd kick the bucket and I was sitting on a pile like Warren Buffett. I know everybody says money can't buy happiness, but it can buy me a boat. It can buy me a truck to pull it. It can buy me a Yeti 110 eyes down with some silver bullets. Yeah, and I know what they say, money can't buy everything. Well, maybe so, but it can buy me a boat. They call me redneck, white trash, and blue collar. But I could change all that if I had a couple million dollars. I keep hearing that money is the root of all evil, and you can't fit a camel through the eye of a needle. I'm sure that's probably true, but it still sounds pretty cool, cause it could buy me a boat. It could buy me a truck to pull it. It can buy me a Yeti 110 eyes down with some silver bullets. Yeah, and I know what they say, money can't buy everything. Well, maybe so, but it can buy me a boat to float down on the water with a beer. I hear the Powerball Lotto is sitting on $100 million. Well, that'll buy me a brand new riding reel. And it can buy me a boat. It can buy me a truck to pull it. It could buy me a Yeti 110 ass down with some silver bullets. Yeah, and I know what they say, money can't buy everything. Well, maybe so, but it can buy me a boat. Yeah, and I know what they say, money can't buy everything. Well, maybe so, but it can buy me a boat. You can buy me a boat.
You know what else? You know what else? That money can't buy. It's friends like Phil, man. Money can't buy that. All right, you can't buy. You can't buy friends like Phil. It has come along every once in a while. And that's what tonight is all about. It's about Phil and how much he gives back, how much he does for the sport, how much he's done for all the years. I mean, he's been in it to win it for a long time, man. And a bunch of people and I have got together, and we decided we should probably do something nice for Phil. Actually, I didn't decide that because I would never do nothing nice for Phil. I mean, I don't know. I see right through it. He's not really that. No, I'm just kidding. But we all got together. And we're going to do something nice for Phil. That's what we decided. So soon, all right? We're just waiting for another person to come on, and we're going to do what we do, and we're going to give Phil something. That, you know what? Let's just bring Phil on real quick. I wonder if he's out there. Phil, you there?
Hey, Harrell. How's it going?
Hey, brother. How you doing, man?
I'm doing good.
All right. All this
listening
nice stuff
music,
we're saying about
chilling.
Right? Music, chilling, and listening to all this nice stuff people are saying about you. I don't know. I tried to convince them that it's all just a front, you know,
yeah.
And you go home and beat the kids, and you're really not that nice of a guy, so.
Yeah, you know how it is.
Right, right. But seriously, man, I mean, you've just been in it to win it for a long time, dude. You have, and you're always giving back. You're always doing things for everybody around you. So we all decided we should probably do something nice for Phil for a change, you know what I'm saying? And give back to you, brother. I give back to you. So that's what we're going to do tonight. We're going to give back to you, bruh. And I can't wait for you to – I just can't wait. I hope all you listeners are out there and you're appreciating it too, because I know you all appreciate Phil as much as we appreciate Phil. And we're going to be back after a couple songs, maybe one or two songs, and we're going to get right to it. What's up, Phil?
You're just teasing me, man.
Now,
I've been listening
you.
To the show all night, and yeah.
All night? It's
on.
Only on for an hour and a half. How can you listen to it all night?
Well, we've been listening to the music. My wife's even listening tonight.
Oh man, he's got Mama over there listening. I mean, we gotta give Phil, nice stuff for Mama to listen. See, I told Phil yesterday we're gonna do something nice for him on the show, and he's like, what? And I said, well, I can't tell you. I mean, then it wouldn't be a surprise. So imagine all day today he's going, what in the hell did these guys do? What the heck was Harrell doing? He's got Dan coming. What the heck would these guys do? But it's gonna be awesome. It's gonna be awesome. So hang out for just a few more minutes.
Right on.
Tell a friend. Tell everybody around you to tune in to the Hump Day with Harrell show. It's where we do things for people. You know what I mean? We're good over here. We try to give back, and you guys give so much to me and the show, and so everybody, we try to give back to you guys too, you know, and it's kind of a listener appreciation, but tonight it's just Phil's night. We're calling it the Phil You Are Appreciated Award. All right, that's the award, you know what I mean? And someone else will get the award again. We're going to pick someone else next time, and it'll be the Harrell You're Appreciated Away. I can't get myself an award on the same show. That sucks, huh? Maybe I can. I don't know. We'll have to talk about that one. But that's Phil. I'm Harrell. This is Hump Day with Harrell exclusively on Blog Talk Radio.
Farm was a place to go. Load a truck up, hit the dirt road. Jump the barbed wire, spread the word. Light the bonfire and call the girls. King in the can and the Marlboro man. Jack and Jim were a few good men. Where you learn how to kiss and cuss and fight too. Better watch out for the boys in blue. And all this small town, he said, she said. Ain't it funny how rumors spread like I know something y'all don't know. And that talk is getting old. You better mind your business, man. Watch your mouth before I have to knock that loud mouth out. I'm tired of talking, man. Y'all ain't listening. Them old dirt roads is what y'all miss. I'm chilling on a dirt road. Laid back, swerving like I'm George Jones. Smoke rolling out the window. And ice cold beer sitting in the console. Memory laid up in the headlights. It's got me reminiscing on the good times. I'm turning off a real life driving. Think about them good old days, the way we were raising our southern ways. And we like cornbread and biscuits, and if it's broke around here, we fix it. I can take y'all where you need to go, down to my hood, back in them woods. We do it different around here, that's right, but we sure do it good, and we do it all night. So if you really want to know how it feels to get off the road, trucks and four wheels, jump on in, and man, tell your friends, we'll raise some hell with a blacktop in.
Chilling on a dirt road, laid back, swerving like I'm George Jones. Driving, that's right, I'm hitting easy street alone.
kind of funny. I'm sitting here, you know, doing what I do and posting stuff on Facebook. You know, that's how we get everything out there with the Hump Day with Harrell show with multiple social media. But Andrew Kemp pipes in. You all know Andrew Kemp. Of course you do. He's been on a winning streak. He says, what? Phil Hand is going to be on the show? I want to hear about his splits during the KPX race. What a crazy man. So I just had to laugh, man. I had to laugh about that one. Phil, you're a crazy man, Andrew Kemp said.
Well, it was kind of crazy, but I try not to do that too often.
Yeah, please don't.
I got lucky on that one.
Maybe just do some backflips off the K-wall or something, but just do them on purpose, not like trying to get out of the way and get clipped in 2 360s. All right?
Well, it's funny you mentioned that. I've actually been practicing. I've actually landed a couple of them lately. So you might see one at the track soon.
That's good. You need to. That'd be sick. Then you could just do one. You know, right before lunch break. If I'm announcing, I'll be like, okay, everybody center stage. Check out Phil.
just wait. I'm stepping it up.
I love it. We've also got a good friend of mine, a good friend of yours, a good friend of everybody's, Big Dan P. Dan Pelizzari, how are you doing tonight?
Hey, I'm doing fine. I'm excited to be on the phone with some really good people. Phil, it's an honor, honestly, to spend time with you. You make our every track we go to better, and seeing that smile when we get there and knowing that we got a guy in charge that's going to make stuff happen puts a smile on our face for sure. It's a thrill. It's a big night, and Harrell has been busy. Harrell, you want me to kind of take it from here?
Yeah, go ahead, man. Go ahead.
Let me tell you, Phil, how this started. Harrell and I were talking, and he's right. Every time that we're around the track, we start talking about things. We talk about so many elements that make a weekend special, and make a race special. And I got to throw out some props to Tiffany as well, because we all know that in order for you to share your skills and your talents and your knowledge and your racecraft with us, without Mama supporting it and without being away and spending maybe more time away than your family is comfortable with sometimes, we get it, we understand that. And we appreciate that. So, Tiffany, if you're anywhere close to the radio, thank you. We appreciate you. I got to say, the enthusiasm that you bring to a track is contagious, Phil. The kids and the parents appreciate it. The race officials, man, we look forward to it. And we look forward to that time together because we know that you're going to be taking charge. You take charge in a racing environment, and everybody knows that your talents and your knowledge, you see things happening before they do, and that leadership is so appreciated because it makes the competition safer, and that's monstrous. If we had to go out and bring in a team to make that happen, you know, we couldn't afford to charge racers enough money to make that happen, and we get it. Officials are not making a bunch of money, but we're doing it because we love the sport, and that's pretty awesome. And lastly, I got to say the selflessness. You're always concerned more with the needs of others and the wishes of others. Heck, Prairie City comes to mind. You know what? You're putting yourself in harm's way over there, but you're finding a way to get it done and do it as professionally as you can and as well as you can. And it's people like you that make a circle of friends safer, more organized, and make a competition more enjoyable. And for that, basically the Hump Day with Harrell friends, the followers, the sponsors of the KPX race season, along with the KPX team, and I can't, I'll be remiss not to mention the Briggs guys. Briggs guys stepped up to make this happen as well. We want to give back to a guy that's so positive and how much we appreciate you. The collective group, we're honored to present Phil Hand with a complete 206 engine package that is dyno-tuned, ready to run, and all you got to do is take that thing and say, it's mine, put it on your cart, put it on your on somebody else's cart, go play with it. Thank you for being you, and we appreciate you.
Wow. Thanks. And I don't know what to say.
Say that you plan on showing up at the racetrack and tell me you're not going to let anybody try to talk you out of borrowing that motor, especially like a Chris Ross.
Bro, whoa, wait. Not, I mean, except for Harrell. I mean, he's your buddy, and he can, like, hey, you know, I mean, we got, well, there's, and then,
Just say no. Just say no out there, Phil.
Phil,
just
you know what?
No.
There's a lot of people that came together for this whole thing, dude.
I have a hard time saying no, especially to my buddies. And if we're going to go out and play, we're going to go out and play. And that's pretty awesome, and I appreciate it. And that means a lot to me, and I really don't know what to say. That's
you don't
got to
say nothing, bro. You don't even got to say nothing because just accept it and know that.
I'm out there doing what I enjoy and having a good time, and I, you know, it's, I don't, I've, it's awesome. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you. There's so many people that appreciate, people that appreciate what you do. And I'm going to say your family, you and you and Tiffany, again, it starts there and it's appreciated, but sharing your time with us is awesome. And you know what? You take those skills to different track and you always got to smile and you find a way. And I really mean this. When it comes to the, you know what moments I'm talking about, when you have to make that decision really quick, you're watching everything going on, but you do it in a way with an assured confidence, and that's what's helped to make Little Rascals on the Track so much safer, and that's key. We can't pay enough for your skills and your knowledge, but
right.
None of us get paid for that. But the good news is that we love to share something with you that I think you're going to enjoy for a long time.
You know what it is, Phil? Is everyone talked about you know, your professionalism, you know what I mean, and how you can be just with everybody else and doing your thing, but when it comes time and you get flags in your hands, dude, you just do your work face on and your game face, and you do your job, you know what I mean, and you're on your people around the track too, you know what I mean, so they're paying attention. No one's out there drawing circles in the sand, you know, happy faces with their feet and not paying attention, you know what I mean? All your people are there, and they're aware, and I'll tell you what, I've said it 100 times, but I feel totally safe when you're out there and you're flagging, because I know that you got our back, you know what I mean? Because bad things can happen, you know. We don't see someone in the corner. There's not a flag waving, so we didn't see a yellow flag, you know what I mean? So it's just, I feel so much safer when you're out there, and that's what everybody talks about, your professionalism and how serious you get when it's time to start flagging, you know. And that's what's really appreciated, because you've got 100 people in your care every weekend we go out with the KPX, you know what I mean, let alone all the club races you do, you know what I mean? But, I mean, you've got, you know, 60 to 100 people that their lives are in your hands pretty much, you know what I mean? And you take that, and you take it seriously.
And we appreciate it. Hey, Phil, when's the last time you sat in the cart, man?
It's been a few weeks. I've been jumping in the 80 shifter of my, of John Band's, getting some seat time, but with something
that... You
almost
got the race.
Yeah, I almost
did. You were so close to racing, like 10 laps from racing, and then the motor blew up, and you didn't get the race.
that was that enduro race. Yeah, that one was pretty good, too. But I've been turning some laps in the 80 shifter, and it's been fun. But I really enjoy flagging for everybody and, you know, my race family. You know, I like making that program run. And I try to get to all the tracks that I can and do what I can. And, you know, this is really unexpected, and I really appreciate what's happened, and that's cool. And I
tell you, we were talking about it, and who, you know, we wanted to do something good for somebody, and you're the name that kept coming up. There was, like, it was kind of just hands down, you win kind of thing, you know what I mean, because everyone just said you deserve it, and there were so many people that appreciate you and that just stepped up to the plate, like Dan said, and it took a lot of everybody to make it happen, and it's been in the works for a while now, and it's been hard for me not to say anything, You know what I mean? Because you're my friend, too, besides, you know, being my friend at the track. And it's hard not to tell you, man. That's a hard secret to keep.
We're family. We're family, Harrell.
Phil, I can tell you that this motor gets an exemption from tech, and it's about 3/10 faster than everybody else. So,
wait, I want one of those.
mute this, Harrell. Mute it.
But I didn't say under whose tent we're going to be at where you get that exemption. So you should just be able to show a card that lets you go and race wherever you feel like it.
All right.
That's
awesome.
Hey,
this is way off.
Phil, you don't need to beat everybody else. You just need to beat Harrell.
Oh, man, he does. He pushes me around. He's just like a kid. That pushes me all over the place. Between him and Manchester, I've gone deeper into corners where I never thought he'd go that deep. They just keep going. I'm ready to hit the brake, and they're still flooring me into the corner. It's like, oh, boy, here we go. Here we go. Oh, it's good for me. I love it. I wish I could get more seat time in with Phil. You know, I really do. I wish you'd get out there more. Now you don't have any excuses. You've got a motor.
I got a cart we can throw it on, and I think we'll go out and do some running. I think it's fun. I think we're going to have a good time.
I think you can pick it up after Fresno.
Actually, what I'm going to do is I'm going to be probably down that way next week, and what I can do is drop it off for you, Phil. It's got everything that you need to run. Do you run a 219 or do you run a 35 chain?
I'm set up for a 35 right now.
Perfect. Okay, if that's what you're with, those are the gears that you have, I'll put a 35 driver on that thing, and you'll be good to go, man.
All right.
Nice. You don't, like I said, you don't got to say anything, Phil, because you just do so much, and your name came up the most, and it's just, you know, when you do good things for people, you know, and you're consistent, and that's what you always do, and you have a consistent, good attitude, that's what's going to happen, you know, here at the Hump Day with the Rail Show, you know, with Dan, with Briggs, I could go on and on with the names that were involved, but it's just, what matters is you're a good person, and good things happen for you, dude, and that's what's going to keep happening, you know what I mean? You treat people good, and you're going to get treated good, you know? So, good job on everything you've done, Phil, man, for real.
Thank you very much, and I'm, like I said, I'm just doing what I love to do, and I love being out there, and I enjoy everything I do out there. I'm glad I'll keep you around for a little more.
I was talking with the Briggs guys yesterday, and he obviously knew what was going on. And Mr. Klaus passes on a thank you for everything that you do as well. And you know, from the outside, you know what I've learned about racing guys is from the outside looking in, it looks huge. It looks like there's stuff going on all over the place. But from the inside looking out, it's usually a smaller group of people that are making things happen behind the scenes that aren't looking for attention. Again, it's that selfless effort that make things run. Look at Davis. That place has grown crazy, and without the support of people like yourself and others that are making it happen, the biggest challenge with any business or with any racing organization is controlling growth, and it doesn't turn into a mess. And I think that the same thing, Davis is growing, Prairie City is growing, and it's no secret that you're involved with those and some of the other things that are going on in racing as well. The KPX, it's growing because of quality people, and obviously you're one of them. And I don't know, what the Davis organization looks like a big race coming up here in the near future again, Phil? Big numbers?
Well, the way it's being promoted, it seems like it. Every time we go there, there's at least 80 to 100 carts, and it's been pretty consistent that way the last few races. So I think people enjoy going there. It's a good atmosphere. And
you know what?
There's a lot of club members there now also, just because it's kind of people have just kind of congregated that direction. Not that the other tracks aren't any worse, but it's just the atmosphere seems to be a little bit more inviting.
I think Bev and team, that's a big team effort over there, has done a great job of growing that club, and I say kudos to them.
Right, absolutely. For sure.
Real quick, it's from the people collecting the money to everything, you know.
What's that, Harrell?
I got to ask. I mean, I've had a ton of people. I mean, everybody that is going to be there pretty much in Fresno, is asking, well, it's still going to be there. It's still going to be there, you know, because like there's a little rumor going around the field's not going to flag that one. And I said, I'm not sure. I think they got their own guy, and I don't know if we can talk to them and just bring our flag guy in because he is so consistent. He knows the kids, he knows everybody, and it's just everyone just feels a lot better if he's their flag. And I don't know if we can talk to them.
We're working with that group right now because they have a board. We have to go through that. And, you know, like anything else, we just have to do it away. And in fact, Phil and I have been communicating, and what I want to share is give me a couple more days and I can give you an answer on that one, Phil. We just have to make sure we follow everybody's protocol, but we're working towards something that's good for everybody.
Absolutely. Good, because I know everyone will appreciate that. I know, there's not one person that hasn't asked me, how come not Phil? Where's Phil? We need Phil. You know what I mean? Everyone just... I think everyone feels a lot safer when you're out there flagging, brother. They do.
I appreciate that, but, you know, I'm not the only flag man out there, and I understand that, and I almost guarantee I'll be there regardless if I'm flagging or not. So I was there last year,
right.
And it was a good time. So I might even find a ride or something if I'm not flagging. So we'll see what happens.
Oh, you don't want to flag. You want to race.
Hey, I'm willing to do whatever it takes to have fun.
Oh, man. We're going to get you. He wants to race now. He's all, go ahead and let the other guy flag. I got a motor now. I'm going to go race. I'm just going to roll through tech. Don't never mind me. I've got a pass.
Phil, like you're going to be longer on the other side, dude.
Right, I love it. I love it. Well, Phil, man, dude, thank you, brother. I can't thank you enough. It couldn't have gone to a better person, you know? I mean, it really couldn't. Like I said, everybody was on the same page with it, you know what I mean? That's why we call it the Phil You Are Appreciated Award. Okay, maybe next time it'll be the Chris Rossi You Are Appreciated Award or the, you know, Josh Garwood. Well, maybe not the Rossi one, but Josh Garwood You're Appreciated or, you know what I mean? It could be,
I know what you mean. There's a ton of people out there that deserve this, and believe me, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
But none more deserving than you, Phil. There's not one more deserving than you, dude. For this night, for this time, you are the man. And, man, it's just a pleasure to do that. It's a pleasure to have you as my friend and for to have you on the KPS and in all the club races and flagging. It's just a pleasure to be around you all the time. So, and I'm not blowing smoke up your ass this time, okay? I'm being for real.
I can tell.
Phil, I know you probably got little people running around that are about bedtime or close to it, so we don't want to keep you too long, but thank you very much for everything that you do. You're appreciated.
It's Phil's bedtime, not kids.
Thank you, Dan.
All right, and Dan, thanks for coming on, and Dan was a big part of it and helping us out with this whole thing, and man, you know, when you want to do something nice to someone, you get, you know, good people behind you, and things happen, and that's what we did. You know, we had a bunch of people behind it, and a bunch of good people gave way to another bunch of good people. So, I mean, it's just amazing. It makes me tear up a little bit when I think about it, you know, how much goes into it and how much, you know, people appreciate it, and I just love it. I love what I do. I love racing. I love my show. Man, I love all of you guys, you know what I mean? You guys are my family, and that's what we do. We keep family first, and it'll be good. So,
okay,
good job, Phil.
It is. Thank you very much. It is family. Thank you.
All right. I'm going to leave you guys with this thought before I hang up. In Italian, we say tutto bene. Tutto bene, bene means it's all good. So tutto bene. It's all good, guys. Thanks for everything, and we'll catch up to you. See you at the racetrack.
All right, brother. Thank you, man.
Thank you very much.
See you later. All right. Man, how's that, Phil? Are you a little surprised there?
It's amazing. You know, there's a lot of people that deserve it, and, you know, I appreciate it, and I'm just out there doing what I enjoy doing, so it's really awesome, and I'm sure more than just myself are going to benefit out of this, so it's a good thing.
Like I say, it was hard not to tell you, dude. It was really hard not to tell you that you're getting a brand-new motor that's been tuned. I mean, it's everything that can be done to those motors, which isn't a ton, you know what I mean, but it's all done. It's a built motor, you know, and it's dialed in, and it's everything. It's a complete package for you, dude. A complete package ready to bolt on.
I mean, I don't know what to say. I'm in shock, and that's amazing. And I thank
I love
you.
It. I love
to
it.
Every I thank everybody that was involved, and I just can't wait till the next race when I get to see my
right.
family again. You know, and
right, right. And we're gonna get you flagging at Fresno, dude. I've been pushing for that. I know everybody else has got your back too. They all want. They're like what? Phil's not what?
Well, I guess if I'm not flagging, I'm racing. So one way
right,
or another,
well,
I'm gonna be there.
We're gonna pretty much can you from flagging at that one, I think, and everyone's just gonna have to suffer because I want you to race. As long as you're not in the Masters.
Well.
You
no,
come race the Masters, dude. Come race the Masters.
I don't know.
That's where,
I don't know.
That's where you belong.
I've been kind of watching Jonathan Pitton, and I'd like to get a good race in with him.
Boys, you know what, Penn? If you're listening out there. I think he's calling you out. I think that's what that was. Jonathan Pitton, he's calling you out. That's what I heard. He said, bring it on, Pitton.
And some Steve Kemp. Maybe some.
Oh, man. Steve Kemp, he wants
them. Bring them all.
Oh, man, I'm telling you, it's a thick field. Them top
it's a confidence
five, six,
thing
seven
now.
Guys are big time. You know what I mean? You got your hands full. But, okay, so Phil, he's going to race. He's going to race, you guys, and I'll flag. No, you don't want me flagging. I'll announce. Phil let me throw a finish flag, the checkered flag, at Prairie City. It was kind of cool. It was pretty – I was excited. He said I suck at throwing flags, but it don't matter because I had a great time. It was awesome. Thanks
the,
for that,
the
Phil.
The smile
that
was
awesome.
Worth it. It wasn't very
oh.
pretty, but the smile was good.
It was a big smile, dude. That was it made my day for sure. But all right, man, we're gonna cut it off a little early tonight. I got a birthday party I'm gonna try to get to, but we're gonna leave you guys with one song, and then I'm gonna come back with a little two cents from Harrell. So this is Phil's song. If you didn't know that already, when he pulls up to the track, I know we played it once tonight, but tonight we get to play it twice because Phil's here. But when he pulls up to the track, this is what he's cranking up. So check out this song. And Phil, thank you very much. And we appreciate you, man. You are the man, brother. And we're going to still be here for a few minutes if you want to call in. Andrew Kemp, man, he's been commenting on there. We need him to call in and say, hey, what's up? You know what I'm saying? But he's probably glad that you're going in the Masters. Kemp's probably like, man, you stay over there and there. Andrew don't want you in the seniors. Because then he's got competition. But all right. We're gonna check this song, and we'll be right back after this one. Thank you.
Nothing. There's a way so I can see.
What up, everybody? How we doing out there, man? Who's bad? I mean, that's Phil Hand. He's bad. He's a bad flag man. He's a back-flipping flag man, all right? And he takes one for the team, and he'll take one for your team, too. So that's why Phil got what he got here. Oh, I think real quick we got someone coming on. Let's see who we got. I'm staying with Harrell. Who we got on here?
Hey, Harrell. It's Andrew Kemp.
It's Andrew Kemp. I told you he was nervous, Phil, about coming to you. Seniors.
No, I'm definitely not nervous about Phil.
Oh, come on now.
Oh, man, he's got a new motor.
Yes, he does. Yes, and that's why I'm calling in. So we got Phil, we got Harrell. Paul Zari's definitely listening, the best tech man in the town. I just wanted to call in. If he's not flagging Fresno, we've got a ride for Phil in the master's class. I think he's of age. Not sure. Karting
absolutely
has an Intrepid 2017 F4K Intrepid that they want to put Dan Pelizzari's motor on it and have you run the master's class.
Oh,
just need,
dang,
you'll be under Karting Concepts tent for Fresno if you're down.
Wow. I'm
man,
definitely
it just gets
down.
Better.
It just gets better. I love my race family.
I just got chills.
I listen to the show as much as possible. I shot a text message out to Patrick Newton, the owner of Karting Concepts. And, you know, he's doing a lot for the sport right now. He's trying to promote the Intrepid. He's got me as the team driver, one of the team drivers. He's trying to shoot out the Davis truck, trying to get as many people out there to just the club races as possible. And I asked him if he wanted to put Phil in a cart for Fresno in the master's class. And he said, yeah, do it up. So, Phil, you got to just let me know, and we'll make it work.
That's what we're doing.
Wow.
Then. Phil, you're racing.
I'm
planning on racing.
I'm racing. That's it.
All right.
I'm signed up.
All right. All right. Sorry, we're all going to have to suffer and not have Phil. But it's okay because he's going to get out there and race. It's going to be awesome.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
It's going to be awesome.
Unfortunately, he can't race against my dad, but because he's a wrenching. But I'm hoping he's up front. And he does have – so if Phil was in, there will be two Karting Concepts drivers out at that race. Jeremy Abshire is also going to run in the 2017 Intrepid. And so we'll have two Intrepids in the master class for Fresno.
Man, I'm going to have to start trying to be a nicer guy like Phil. I mean, I'm going to try. I'm going to try to be a nice guy like Phil from now on. I really am. That's awesome. That really is.
But Phil, you better wear those socks. Let me tell you something.
I'm going to wear those socks. I don't care how hot it is. I will wear those socks and then my suit.
I love it.
Good.
I love it. Well, thanks, Andrew. That's awesome, man. Thanks, Patrick.
Thank you very much, Patrick, Andrew.
Wow.
Everyone involved. Dan, it's amazing.
Right. Karting Concepts has always just been a big part of everything. You know, they really stepped it up, and they're all about the racer, all about the driver, you know what I mean? And if you need anything, I mean anything, any kind of help or anything, or you need parts, or you need oil, or you need an air filter, go talk to Patrick. He's always got tons of parts on hand. If you need a new motor, go talk to him. Or you can just be a really, really nice guy like Phil, and maybe you'll get a motor. Because that's what we do at Hump Day with Harrell. We give away motors. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it's kind of crazy. I don't know how we do it, but we do it, you know? And that's what we do. And when you get a motor, then all of a sudden you get a ride for the next race. I mean, what? I don't get it. I mean, it's good stuff there, you know? So that brings us to Harrell's 2 cents, you know, and that's what I do every week is I give Harrell's 2 cents. And this weekend, it's what it always is, man. It's about family, you know what I'm saying? About sticking together and doing things for other people, you know, a selfless act. It's not about you, you know what I mean? You got to make it about everyone else around you, and it automatically becomes about you because you always make it about everybody else, and they're going to make it about yourself. So you don't even have to make it about yourself. Other people will make it about you when you make it about them. I don't know if I was talking too fast or if that made any sense, but... I mean, that's what Phil does, you know what I mean? He makes it about everybody else, you know, and that's why he got a new motor tonight. And we're looking for the next one out there, you know what I mean? We're going to give away more stuff like that. We're not selfless either. We're selfless either too, you know what I mean? We're going to do it for everybody. If I could get everybody a motor right now, everybody would have a new motor. But that's kind of tough. So, you know, we got to just pick and choose. But Andrew Camp, another one, you know, just a really, really nice guy. And they both the Camps, you know what I mean? You need any help ever. You know, Steve Camp always says, well, you're getting too fast. I'm not helping you anymore. And the next thing he's doing is helping me. You know what I mean? So he's just it's tons of help, both these guys, you know. So if you ever need anything or anything, talk to the Camps. Talk to Karting Concepts. Talk to Phil. Talk to me, man. Whatever. We'll do whatever we can for whoever's there. So thank you, guys. I appreciate it. All right? And that's it tonight for our show. And we'll be back next week with I don't know what, man. We're probably not giving away a motor next week. So let's we'll give away something, though. I appreciate you guys. I'll see you guys on Monday. Get out there and drive this weekend and have some fun. All right. And every road you take will always lead you home. Oh, it's been a long day without you, my friend. And I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. We've come a long way from where we began. Oh, I